welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Well, I would like to share a scripture, and then I'm going to speak on a subject that I don't feel led to speak on very often, but in light of the times in which we're living, I think it is good to review some of the things that, as Christians, we should be fully aware of. All right, I'd like to read, again, some words of Jesus that are recorded in the Gospel of Luke, the 10th chapter. And Jesus said in verses 19 through 20, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions," and he's not referring to the literal snakes or literal scorpions. He's talking about demonic entities. Okay, let me continue. "To tread on serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy." He makes it very clear. The enemy is our adversary, Satan. And he goes on to say, "And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." And from the letters that have been coming in, I know there has been increased spiritual persecution, if you will, in the realm of the spirit, increased oppression, increased trials and battles. And the Lord is assuring, as He was assuring His disciples, that nothing shall by any means hurt us. We may go through difficult times, but nothing of a serious, irrevocable nature will ever happen to us. Our eternal destiny is with the Lord. We, you know, they may destroy the body, but our souls belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. But there are those who have perhaps ignorantly or some very clearly with will and volition have aligned themselves with the works of darkness. There is, in fact, recently there was a day of prayer, and even locally there were representatives from the Church of Satan there to do whatever they felt they needed to do. They pray and fast, I understand, to their God. However, our God is a mighty God. There is none like Him. And so let me just share a few basics, because we're going to be talking about the level of warfare that Christians seem to be experiencing these days, and also the fact that the words of Jesus, he's given us spiritual weapons to bind and loose, to plead the blood of Jesus. We don't have to be overcome or overwhelmed by the attacks, even though, and you're right, they are much heavier than they were years ago if you've walked with the Lord for any length of time. Why? Because He knows His time is short. So let me give you a definition of witchcraft. It's the use of sorcery or magic. It's intercourse with the devil or a familiar spirit. It's enchantment, an irresistible influence or fascination. And of course, someone who practices witchcraft would be termed a witch in terms of, and the scripture does refer in various places about those practicing the black arts, and who claim to have supernatural powers, especially by compact with the devil or a familiar spirit. Now, black magic, witchcraft, We, beloved, are living in the last days in which the Lord is going to pour out His Spirit upon all flesh, His people also in a measure never seen before in the history of the world. So as this hour is fast approaching, we are experiencing in many areas the former rain being felt moderately, preparing the children of God for this mighty outpouring. So many prophetic voices talking about a last great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, a last great worldwide revival where people, those who have ears to hear, will be the gospel net is being drawn out and brought in to bring in those who desire a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so while this is going on, we cannot be ignorant of His devices, right? As the scriptures say, the forces of Satan are also on the rise. Ephesians 6 and 12 declares that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And our place is to stand strong on the word, call unto the Lord, asking Him to do battle in our behalf. As I say, a few years ago, I visited a church, and the preacher was, I mean, I understand what the point he was trying to make, but he was saying, we've got power and anointing and everything we need for victory of the devil. So he just said, devil, come on. And I thought, oh my goodness, I don't think you want to do that. He does enough without invitation. Can we not say amen to that? So even though we know the works of darkness are increasing, there's a lot, all the child trafficking, all the occult drugs, the things that are going on beneath the surface, they are increasing. There's an actual tax-exempt status for the Church of Satan. And there's a church in San Francisco called the Church of Satan, and its leader calls himself the High Priest of Satan. And, of course, they are dedicated to the proclamation of complete sexual permissiveness, hatred, unbridled vengeance, and greed. Now, the Old Testament word denoting a witch is translated to mean sorcerer, sorcery, or sorceries. So the practice of sorcery or witchcraft, or even some of these drugs that are available, pharmakia, they are used in, and also blood sacrifices. These practitioners are organized into covens, and they meet each month at the full moon and 8 other times during the year. And so, as we sanitize just the concept of magic, we don't think of it as something very serious. It conveys, the idea of a man dressed in a formal suit with a high hat and by sleight of hand performs acts of illusion. This is not what we're talking about. We're talking about something very real, something very wicked. And while a great deal of the so-called black magic folks, if you will, they may be called witches, it really depends on making the victim really believe that they have power. And that's true, like with voodoo. There are those whom the devil has taken over. We know that as a fact, and the Bible declares them to be used by the devil. Obviously, Moses, recorded in the Word of God, he faced such with the Egyptian magicians. Remember when God commissioned him and had Aaron accompany him, the word was, let my people go. And the magicians of the Egyptians were able to change their rods into serpents by throwing them on the ground. And in Exodus, the 7th and 8th chapters, we find that they were also able to change water into blood and to produce a multiplication of frogs. And up to that point, it seemed they had the power and the ability to do all the things that the men of God were able to do. And so it didn't look very good for a while there, right? But listen, God is God. And even those that could point to the miracles that they did, still God was God. Moses and Aaron stood their ground. They didn't throw up their hands and walk away. Instead, when that rod was cast to the ground, the rod became a serpent and swallowed up the serpents of the Egyptians. And while the Egyptian sorcerers were able to bring the plague of frogs, they couldn't remove them. But Moses, God's chosen servant, simply prayed. And when he prayed unto the Lord in Exodus 8:13, it tells us that the frogs died out of the houses and out of the villages and out of the fields. Exodus 8:19, even they had to say to Pharaoh, the Egyptians, magicians, this is the finger of God. And so it is a very real experience, a real realm, a world. In fact, years ago, I read books of those who had been in satanic worship, and God mercifully delivered them. But their emphasis was, and I don't remember names, but I do remember that was very real. There is an occult power. Otherwise, why would it attract people? And so, but thank God for God's delivering power, and he is able to draw a soul out of the deepest darkness into a knowledge of the Son of God. Many who practice the black arts or witchcraft open declare that, you know, they're serving the devil. Many of them say that they have signed a pact with the devil with their own blood. And those who have studied the occult, searching for ways to give credence that, you know, witchcraft, there's really not any real power in it. It's merely a form of magic. As they pursued it, they could not explain it in natural terms. And they finally had to admit that Satan and evil spirits are actually at work. There are those who use these powers, unfortunately, to hold people in bondage. Now, let me say this. Not everyone that calls themselves a witch or a warlock or uses magical formulas are really, truly witches. They're playing, if you will. They just want to belong to something. It's like some of the secret societies. Not until you get up to advanced orders of knowledge and revelation do you really have that measure of occult power. Well, beloved, I as I said, this is not something I usually talk about, but I do know from the letters coming in there is an increased activity of demonic activity. But Jesus has said, no evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague. That's in the Psalms. But he said, nothing shall hurt you, as I shared in that opening scripture. We'll continue tomorrow. Thank you for joining me. Until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.